Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Speaking to reporters in Michigan, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris called for de-escalation in the Middle East after Israel bombed military sites in Iran early on Saturday.
Of course, we maintain the importance of supporting Israel's right to defend itself. And we are also very adamant that we must see de-escalation in the region going forward. And that will be our focus.
Israel's military said scores of jets completed three waves of strikes before dawn against missile factories and other sites near Tehran and in western Iran and warned Iran not to hit back. Israeli forces withdrew from a hospital complex in northern Gaza on Saturday, one day after storming it, and the Palestinian enclave's health ministry said the troops had detained male medical staffers and some of the patients. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
Health officials said on Friday Israeli forces had stormed Kamal Adwan Hospital, one of three medical facilities struggling to operate in the area. Medics said at least 44 of the hospital's 70-member team had been detained by the army. It later said the army had released 14 of them, including the hospital's director. An Israeli military spokesperson declined to comment on the hospital's report. Before the army raid, medics said at least 600 people had been in the hospital. Medics said at least two children had died inside the intensive care unit after Israeli fire hit the generators and oxygen station in the facility on Friday. Three nurses were injured during the raid, and three ambulance vehicles were destroyed, the health ministry said. The Israeli military said it operated in the area of the hospital based on intelligence, quote, regarding the presence of terrorists and terrorist infrastructure there.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. This is VOA News. Commonwealth leaders ending a week-long summit in Samoa said on Saturday the time had come for a discussion on whether Britain should commit to reparations for its role in the transatlantic slave trade. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Though Britain has long rejected calls for financial compensation for nations affected by slavery. At a news conference, Commonwealth Secretary General Patricia Scotland read out the statement, noting the issue's importance to the group's 56 members who are mostly former British colonies.
The time has come for a meaningful, truthful, and respectful conversation towards forging a common future based on equity.
The statement did not mention what form reparations should take.
So we agreed a plan here in Samoa to boost investment across the Commonwealth.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer told a separate news conference that the summit's reparation discussions have not been about money.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. The number of dead and missing in massive flooding and landslides in the Philippines has reached nearly 130, and the country's president says many areas remain isolated. Tropical Storm Trami blew away from the northwestern Philippines on Friday, leaving at least 85 people dead and 41 others missing. The death toll was expected to rise as reports come in from previously isolated areas. Tens of thousands of demonstrators march across Italy calling for an end to war worldwide. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Giulio Marcon, one of the organizers of the rally, shared the message they hope to convey to the world. The message from this square is that wars never resolve the problems. War brings more war. Weapons bring more weapons. We must choose the path of negotiation, of a ceasefire, and of diplomacy. We must follow the path of the United Nations. This is the message from this square. Peaceful rallies were held with the support of hundreds of associations committed to peace, disarmament, and human rights. The marches came in response to escalating violence in the Middle East and growing conflicts worldwide, and denounced the diminished role of the United Nations on the global scene. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The United States has approved $2 billion in arms sales to Taiwan, including the delivery for the first time to the island of an advanced surface-to-air missile defense system. The sale is certain to anger China. Taiwan's presidential office on Saturday thanked Washington for greenlighting the potential arms sale. Under the island's new president, Lai Ching-te, Taiwan has been stepping up defense measures as China increased its military threats against the island. Beijing last week held war games encircling Taiwan for the second time since Lai took office in May. Beijing claims the self-ruled island as its own territory to be annexed by force if necessary. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.